Tina Ortega and Paola Martinez are the creative forces behind Walls Without Borders, a grassroots initiative in El Paso that is channeling community donations into murals across the borderland. You may have seen their work on social media. If they look like metallic balloons, odds are these two had something to do with it. My guest today is Paola Martinez. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Thank you, Marina. Thank you for having us. Thank you for having Walls Without Borders. We're really excited to be here.
So will you tell me about how this project came about? Tell us all about Walls Without Borders, because the murals are cool. Everybody loves them, obviously. And, you know, folks are looking for them. They're taking their pictures. So I think you're fulfilling your mission. But will you tell us about how that whole thing came together?
Tina and I actually met around 2 years ago. I was doing an event for the Tro Society, and we just happened to meet. And then I left the country, came back. And when I came back, because of the pandemic, Tina reached out to me and asked me if I would like to collaborate with them. And so we did our first mural together, which was the 915 balloon mural. And then from there, we just met each other in a very artistic manner, and we worked together so well that we just decided to continue collaborating to the point where we were just like, you know, hey, let's do something, you know, like, let's make it like something concise. And we came up with Walls Without Borders, which is basically an initiative to just mural El Paso and Juarez. Right now we crowdfund. So it's based on the community's effort as well. So what we do is we give an idea and we present the idea to El Paso or even Ciudad Juarez, which we haven't done Ciudad Juarez just yet due to the pandemic, but we're hoping that as soon
you'll
as
get
we
there.
Can, yeah, we'll get there. Wait for us, J-Town. We're on our way.
Yes.
And so we have the community actually give funds to us, and from there we can buy supplies like paint, and then we just kind of donate our time as well in there. But it's been a lot of fun, but it's mostly that, just, you know, we're designed to expand El Paso and Ciudad Juarez's mural work, just expand the mural scene, which a lot of cool artists, incredible artists are doing as well.
It's pretty awesome. And before we continue, I've had Tino on this show a lot, so I know people are familiar with Tino and his work and his murals. But Paola, this is the first time we talk to you. So tell us a little bit about yourself. Are you primarily a muralist? Are you a painter? Tell us the Paola story.
Well, the Paola story is pretty funny because I kind of left the country. I was in Berlin for a while. And then when I came back due to the pandemic, I was like, what do I really want to do with my time here in El Paso? And at that time, I was living with my parents. You know, it was the middle of the night. I was having like my midlife crisis.
Yeah, like, what do I do?
Pandemic crisis, you know? And
by the way, we were all having a pandemic crisis, just so you know. You're not alone.
Yeah, I was sitting there like in the dark, like sipping my coffee. And then I was like, well, I really feel very fulfilled helping others. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, the negativity comes in where you're like, well, how am I going to help others? I'm like, back living with my parents, you know, I'm like back in El Paso, you know, I don't really have much right now. All I have is my artwork. And I said it
That's
like, all
lot.
I have is my artwork. And then it clicked. And I was like, all I have is my artwork. Mm-hmm. Like I can do a lot through artwork in order to not only help the community, but help people that are in need. And so I started doing a series of paintings called Painting with a Purpose. And Painting with a Purpose right now is based off of painting portraits of the Rarámuri community. So they're the indigenous people from Chihuahua. And I started doing finger painting portraits of the Rarámuri. And obviously, when they sell, a percentage of the proceeds go towards them.
Oh, that's amazing. They're so like realistic. I know people on the radio can't see it, but when you hear Paola says she's finger painting, it's not like your kids finger paint. this is uncanny. It's so beautiful. Where can people see that? If they follow you on your Instagram?
Yes, on my Instagram. So my Instagram is Hello Paola. So it's H-E-L-L-O-W-P-A-O-L-A.
They're beautiful.
Thank you. And my website is also there. My website is just Hello Paola without a W. And it's a little bit confusing that I'm all over the place, apparently.
It's a creative mind.
So Walls Without Borders is something really unique. And Dino and I are super excited about it because we not only want to transcend the ideology of borders, we want to come together in unity through art. But there's so much potential for it because right now we're working on an LGBTQ mural.
Oh, yeah. Where is that one? I saw you guys were working on it on your Instagram. I love following your Instagram, by the way.
Thank you. Thank you. So right now we're working on it in Galleria Lincoln.
Okay.
We're doing it off of like a parachute cloth, and then we're going to transfer it over. But our plan is to put it in downtown El Paso.
Yes.
So yes, a friend of mine who's an activist texted me one day. He's like, I love your work, but what do we need to do to get a gay mural in El Paso? And I was like, it dawned on me. I was like, oh my gosh, El Paso does not have a gay, like a pride mural.
You're absolutely right.
So this is the first one of its kind coming to El Paso. So when I talk about transcending the idea of a physical border, I also talk about transcending social borders as well. So things that the society needs to have a little bit more of. So definitely support our LGBTQ community. You know, they fight. I think people who fight every day to love.
Just to be who you are.
And they're the ones that deserve love the most. Mm-hmm. Like they're the ones that fight every single day in order to love. So we definitely like want to support our amazing LGBTQ community. And we're like, I called Dino, like as soon as my friend messaged me, I'm like, Dino, we need to do this. And we're not doing one balloon. Like we need to do a bouquet of them. Like we want to make it big.
Well, I mean, you're dealing with the LGBTQ community too. There's a lot of colors you got to like represent. So... So let me ask you this. What is it about the balloon motif? Number one, I love it. Number two, it's incredible how realistic it looks. And I have no idea how you all pull it off. So I'm here to ask you, A, what is it about the balloon motif? And then B, how the heck do you do that?
So the balloon motif, actually, Dino did the first one in front of Galleria Lincoln and right next to the Sheepdog Brewery. And he did the I Heart EP. I was still in Europe, I think, when that happened. So when I came over and like we reconnected as friends, he kind of was like, oh, you know, I'm doing like these balloon stuff. And then I checked him like this and I was like, I wanted to do that. I had the idea of like doing the balloon stuff too, but you beat me to it. And then like obviously we did the 915 together and we just like worked together so well. And it gets to a point where we don't need to communicate on what one is doing or what each other has to do. It's almost like telepathy, you know? Like,
yeah, you're in your zone.
Yeah, we're both on our zone and like he's doing one thing, I'm doing another, and then we switch, you know, and so it's really cool to have that connection of like just being able to work and not necessarily say, oh, you know, we need to do this or we need to do that, or you need to do this or you need to do that. It just kind of happens and comes all together. And I truly believe it's the passion that we have, not only for El Paso and our community, but also for the arts.
Yeah.
So it's just incredible. And I don't think you find every day like someone like another artist that you can work like that with. But yeah, it's been really cool. It's been a journey and we've become really great friends.
And you guys just kind of knew, or maybe the instinct was like, I think we could do this together. And then you guys started working together and it turned out to be that way, it seems like.
It was.
Or did you have a bumpy road?
We didn't have a bumpy road at all. Like it was pretty funny because like I was working on a mural for some photographers here in El Paso. And he was like, oh, I'm about to start working on a mural myself. And he was like, do you need help? And I was like, well, you know, if you want to come by one day, you have a couple
like,
of
years. Sure.
It's 105 degrees outside, you know, let's burn in the sun. And so we kind of switched a little bit in helping each other, but then we like his mural we did together fully, and it was really like the 915 And that was really cool. It was like wow, like, okay, like, let's keep doing this and see where it gets. And it brought us here to Walls Without Borders.
So amazing. Okay, so what's the process? Like, are you guys the ones looking for the murals, or do people come to you? Because in the public, in the world, people love them. I mean, I think there's like, I don't know, a whole bunch of Christmas cards with your murals in front of them, you know, and this kind of search. I'll get messaged, hey, where's that mural? And then I'll message Tino, hey, where's that mural? And, you know, people want their pictures by your murals. So what's the process? Like, do you guys decide? Does a person come to you? How's that coming about?
So the process right now has been more like through a basis of donation of walls.
Mm-hmm.
So like someone says, oh, you know, I have like a really cool wall. It would be really cool to have something here. And then from there, we start thinking about the composition of the piece in itself, you know, what we want to portray, what we want to say, what's our message for the community. Obviously, it's always through unity. And it's going to sound super cheesy, but I'm going to say it. Are you guys ready? Super cheesy. Love.
Nothing wrong with love. We could all use a little of it.
So just like love towards the community and all of this. So the process is finding a wall. Then we find the message that we want to portray or that we want to give to El Paso and its amazing people. And then from there, we have a link in our Walls Without Borders page on Instagram where people can donate. And we try and have people donate as much as they can. Anything helps. And sometimes, you know, we're like, okay, you know what? Let's pay out of pocket. Let's do it. Like, let's make it happen. But hopefully, you know, with time, we can get the community to support even more. So that way we can mural all of El Paso and all
Heck
of
Heck yeah. Let's do it, Paola. I'm in.
For sure, for sure. And we've had amazing people that have donated chunks that make it happen. And we're just super thankful and grateful to all of those that have donated. And we I have everyone's names. I have a list where we're trying to do something for you guys. It's a surprise. Yeah, it's in the works. You'll get a thank you. We promise you. Like, you'll get something. Wait for it.
I love it.
The murals that we do is all on spray paint. I know that I think you asked the medium and how we did it.
Yes. It's incredible, the control. The balloons look so real. And every time I buy one of your murals, I'm like, how the heck did they do this with a can of spray paint?
And we have a ton of fun doing it. We finish them fairly fast. Like, we go in there, you know, we get to work and we're having so much fun. We don't really realize that we've been there like the entire day. So it's just about having fun. And I'm telling you, we don't even like have to communicate that much. It's just, it happens. Like, we each know like what it needs, where it needs it. And we go and we do it. And we just kind of, we're all over the place.
Well, I'm here to tell you that as a member of your community, they bring us so much joy and love. I'll cheese out with you too. Like, we can feel the love. So thank you so much for doing this. Today, my guest has been artist Paola Martinez, who with Tino Ortega have created Walls Without Borders, and they are just going to shower us with love. So follow them on Instagram, Walls Without Borders. You can see all their murals. I know a lot of you have seen them, have taken your photos on them, but it's beautiful. So thank you, Paola, for coming to State of the Arts.
Thank you so much for having us. We're extremely grateful. And, you know, thank you for your work, which is amazing as well.